wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Dr. David Oyedebo, the presiding bishop of Winners Chapel International, to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppression of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet.
That's a miracle today. They said the issue of your health, you want a miracle healing. You want breakthrough of any kind? You have some few seconds to lift up your voice this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice. Oh, I need a miracle in this area this morning. Jesus, locate me at the point of need this morning. I have tried of my own. I need your help. Father, you are my sufficiency. I need your help. Jesus, visit me this morning. Jesus, visit me this morning. Father, visit me this morning. I can of my own do nothing. Jesus, I need divine visitation. I need your divine visitation. Give me a miracle today. Give me a miracle today. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence today again. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you wipe away secret tears by your word. Your word is power. It has power to change life. Let your word transform us. Jesus, open our eyes to the wonders of your word. And let your word make a wonder out of us. Glorify yourself this morning. Let your people hear your voice. And in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Put your hands together for Jesus, everyone. And please be seated. As instructed by God's servant, in this miracle service, where God is giving a miracle to somebody, put down something you want God to do for you in this service. Write it down. Place it underneath your seat, and when it is time, we'll pick it up and you will celebrate God, because before the end of the service, your testimony is happening already. You need a business breakthrough, write it down. You need open door, write it down. You need a new job, write it down. You want to silence the enemy in your life, write it down. If it is that healing that you want, put it down. And as you place it underneath your seat, the power of God is present to heal and to deliver. I pray for someone today, you will not return home the same in the name of Jesus. The prophetic phone calls for this month, as declared earlier, is God's word still works wonders today. God's word still works wonders today. He sent a word into Jacob, and the word lighted upon Israel. The word of God has transgenerational ability. A man called Jacob received the word, and the word splashed on his generation. I pray that the word of God will locate you and locate your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear this, many carry Bible but fail to understand what the Bible carries. Many carry Bible but fail to understand what the Bible carries. It is not enough to have a toolbox. It is important to know how to use the tools. An excellent mechanic is not known by the size of his tool, but by ability to use the tool to do wonders when it comes to cars. I pray for grace for God to open your eyes to his word and you begin to do wonders all the days of your life. Tell these people of God that nothing is more valuable than insight into the journey of life. Do you know that anyone that travels and doesn't know where he is going will look like a criminal? He looks at every gate and the people look at him with suspicion. It's okay, this guy, I can't trust him. He doesn't know where he's going. Until you know what is written, you cannot control what is happening. Until you know what is written, you cannot control the happening around your life. And you can only know what is written by a continuous study of the Word of God. So you cannot dominate in this world until you are dominated by the Word of God. You need passion for God. Because your passion to know God determines your portion from his word. Those that know scripture secures a future. Those that know scripture secures a future. Those that know God, future, in the future they have secured through scriptures. It is not enough to know scripture, you need to feature. And it is knowing God that makes you to feature in the future. So we must continue to grow in the knowledge of God and his word, so as to secure a glorious future and feature in it. You will also take note this morning that Bible study does not change life. It is Bible application. Bible study does not change life, but Bible application. Until you apply what you study, your life cannot be steady. It is the application of what you study that makes life steady. You can know scripture and not know God, sir. In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, because it is possible to know some part of God and not know the important part of God. You may cram scripture and still be scammed by the wicked. So when we are talking about God's word that works wonders, we are not talking about cramming scripture, but knowing God through his word. May you matter in this world in the name of Jesus. I say, may you matter in this world in the name of Jesus. What is the wonders of the world this morning? Let's quickly go through that. The wonder of God's word. Well, our topic for Sunday teaching shall be unveiling the wonders in his word. So this is part 1b, unveiling the wonders in his word. So what is a wonder in God's word? Number one, like we started in the first service, we said the word provokes supernatural breakthroughs. If you are tired of breakdown, it is the word of God that sets you up for breakthrough. Isaiah chapter 16 verse 1, the Bible says, arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise up upon thee. The arrival of the light of God is the rising of glory for man. When the word of God, the light of God's word arrives, then glory becomes the order of the day. May God rise up on your behalf. And we saw the example in the first service of a man called Simon Peter in Luke chapter 5, 5 to 8. They were fishing all night, nothing to go home with. And they had an encounter with Jesus, and Jesus said a word. Sir, in this struggle of life, all you need is a word from the Lord. A songwriter sang a song. He said, just a word from you, Lord, is much better than silver and gold. All I need is your word to keep me going from strength to strength. Jesus visited with Mary and Martha. Martha was busy trying to prepare meal, and Mary sat with Jesus to hear the word of God. And Mary and Martha began to complain. Don't you know that this girl is supposed to come and prepare with me as I prepare the meal? She was involved in activity, but Jesus told her that Mary has chosen the right path, listening to the word of God. Life cannot be transformed without the word. Information is good, but transformation is better. As you settle with God's word, you will be transformed in the name of Jesus. I say, as you settle with his word, you will be transformed in the name of Jesus. Number two, the word guides us through the journey of life. The word of God guides us through the journey of life. In Psalm 119 verse 105, it said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Meaning, man will live in a confused life without the light of God's word. Not everyone that said they know where they are going actually know where they are going. It takes the light from his word to get to the right destination. I pray for you, you will get there in the name of Jesus. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Sir, everything package is given by inspiration. There are some things you wonder why they are in the scripture. It was given for inspiration. He said, and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. He said that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Meaning, scripture is for furnishing and not punishment. God is not punishing us through scripture, but polishing our destiny via scriptures. You must understand that the word of God, scripture, is the GPS of life. It is the compass of destiny. The earlier you understand that, the better for you. I mentioned in the first service how important GPS is to wherever we are going today. When you put in the address, it's going to tell you the time of arrival. When you get born again, God has set a time of arrival at every destination of your life. But hear this, there are things we do without divine guidance in life that can delay, that can elongate your time of arrival. And I said 2 minutes in this world can be like 10 years, 20 years when it comes to the realm of the spirit. What God wants to do tomorrow, it can be delayed because you are not following the GPS of the word of God. Look at how the navigation was of the children of Israel. 11 days journey, they used 40 years. Can you see the GPS there? So you can simply say that life can be delayed because of lack of guidance from the world. I pray for someone here, your destiny will no longer be delayed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, God's power resides in His word. Whatever wants to stop you from accessing the word wants to stop you from getting power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4, it said, where the word of a king is, there is power. In Psalm 29 verse 3, it said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thundered. The Lord is upon the waters. You must also understand that the word of God is loaded. But the level of understanding you have determines what you download from the word of God. In scripture in Luke chapter 4 verse 32, he said, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. So your rating in this kingdom is power based. It is not how long you have been in church, but how much you have been in touch. It is not how long you have been in church, but how long you have been in touch with God. That is what determines your rating in this kingdom. In Luke chapter 5 verse 17, we saw the power of God there. He said the power of the Lord was present to heal them, as many that were in the temple. Number four, this morning, let us take notes. That God's word is supernatural. Your small brain cannot fathom him. It is above us. You need grace to tap into it. God's word is a baker of life. You cannot meet the baker and your destiny be unbaked. Mark chapter 16 verse 22 verse 20, it said, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs
following.
God's word did not come to give you information but to impart you with revelation for your transformation. Some fellows might have so much of information and yet still be deformed. But when you have revelation, it leads to transformation. In revelation, you enjoy elevation. So it is not enough to know the Bible verse, it is important to know the power behind the verse. May God reveal himself to you in the pages of scriptures. Your amen can be louder than that. So God's word has capacity to emit the supernatural. No wonder in Matthew chapter 8, beginning from verse 8 and then verse 13, we saw the story of the centurion. The centurion speaking to the Lord, he said, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak a word only concerning his servant that was sick. And the Bible says in verse 13 that the word of God was released by Jesus, and that same 7 hour, his servant was healed. What are we saying there? Wherever you cannot reach, send the word on an errand. Where you cannot go, send the word on an errand. One of our brothers understood this one day, and then it was a communion service. I was told before the service that his mother was sick. And he picked 2 cups and he drank one, he said, this is for me. And drank this other one and said, this is for mommy, be healed now.
The woman that was sick before service and couldn't talk, when he got home, he called her, she was free. That can only be supernatural. The word of God is supernatural. Send it on an errand. So you must learn to take charge of your life according to the word of God. He said, ye shall decree and it shall be established unto you. He said, speak the word. He said, if you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, he said, it shall be so for you. You must learn to send the word of God on errands. Number 5, God's word delivers. The word of God is an instrument for our deliverance. You know, many people feel that until hands are laid on them, they cannot be delivered. That is not what the word of the Lord says. Hand can be laid, but it's important for you to also understand that the word also can be laid. In Psalm 107 verse 20, he said, he sent his word, he said, the word went healed and delivered. He delivered them from all their destruction. So it is one thing for you to lay hands. If the word is not laid in your heart, the case of that person can be worse than it was before. That is why you see somebody's laid hand upon for prayer, they deliver the person, and then next time they are praying again, because the person is empty, never laid the word in their heart, he returns again as if he was never prayed for. We can draw a clue from scriptures. There was a day that deliverance took place in the days of the apostles. And after that, this demon went out seeking for where to rest, couldn't find one, and returned to the person and found out that the person was garnished, meaning the person was empty spiritually. It went and brought into it 7 more dangerous demon, and the case of the person was worse than it was at the beginning. Deliverance will always require the word to make manifest. The truth of the word sets man free from all satanic shackles. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13. He said, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Lack of knowledge is moving into captivity. They are God's people, but because they lack adequate knowledge, they are walking into captivity. That shall never be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 8 verse 32, he said, and ye shall know the truth. He said, the truth shall make you free. He didn't say you shall know a big man of God. He didn't say you shall know many men of God. All this one, their life have become restless and they are using you for business. It is time for you to settle with God. They said, bring 5,000 rand, we will pray for you, we will do deliverance for you. God will never collect money to deliver anyone. How much will God collect for you to survive? The blood alone, the blood that keeps you alive. God will never tax anyone to deliver anybody. That is why it will never happen in this commission for somebody to pay before it's delivered. What you pay is your transport to get to wherever you will be prayed for.
In fact, it is as simple as carrying your phone and putting forth a call, I need prayer, it will be released, and that same hour, if you believe, the healing will take place. I have seen where madness overnight was cured within just a few seconds of prayer on phone. A woman called out in the middle of the night. The children rather called out in the middle of the night and said, "Our mommy is saying rubbish. The woman is talking off. She just slept and through the dream and began to manifest. They woke her up, she woke up and was still talking nonsense." And I said, through the phone, in my sleeping state, because I am not the doer, God is the doer, so I could be sleeping. Around 2, 3 a.m., and I said, get pure water, and I'll call you back. Sachet worker, they got the sachet water for her, opened it, and I blessed it on phone. Few seconds, no blessing. Some people want pastor to sweat before they will be delivered. If the pastor is sweating too much, he might be a suspect. Because God will not take virtue from you to do healing. Jesus only felt it in the spirit realm that he was touched, not physically. If deliverance gets a pastor tired, then there's something wrong. A call was put through, and I said, the water is blessed, partake of the same. Instantly, the woman slept as if they injected her. Woke up in the morning, was the first person to wake up, got to the kitchen to prepare food for the same children that called. You can send the word of God on errand. Another day, my wife called me that one woman, one of our church members, one of the places I've been, that the woman needed to put to bed. Funny enough, Mfundisi had a tooth pain that day. So, Mfundisi himself needed healing on his tooth. And my wife told me, I was angry because I just told you I have toothache. Why should you bring a case when I'm a case already? But I remember that my father, when God called him, had a health challenge and God was still manifesting through him. So I repented immediately and said, give me the phone. She doesn't have to call me. Give me the woman's phone. Let me call her. The mistake I did was that I never asked them where they were when I wanted to pray. They were packaging her from a general hospital to a specialist to go and do operation. I never knew. So they were in the vehicle. And I said, in the name of the God of Oyinpo, because that tooth, I can't say anything other than that. In the name of the God of Oyinpo, deliver now in the name of Jesus. 10 minutes, too much, you have delivered. I didn't know they were in the car. So that woman delivered in the car. Don't forget, toothache was there with the man of God. Sir, it is not the size of the pastor, it's the size of your faith that determines the manifestation of God. don't be confused. You're only here and there. The day your faith wake up is the day you have your miracle. Somebody was asking, what about your tooth? The tooth also got healed the same day. They already told me how much I will use to remove it, but it has not been removed since that time. It's about 7 years now. It's still there. My teeth is perfect. I eat chicken, I eat turkey, everything. Amen. Yes, you have dominion over power of darkness. Stop running helter-skelter. Some people can't even pay their tithe, but when they say there's a man of God that came to Johannesburg, whoo, if it is trekking, if there's a way to trek, they would anyhow, they will go.
Well,
I also thank God also for the opportunity of social media. At least some people are touching TV, they are touching screen now, right? Imagine that you are in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ where you travel with camel. I don't know how some people will be getting healed. Let your spiritual man wake up to understand that you can send the world on an errand. The Bible has this to say in the book of Luke chapter 22 verse 53. It says, and when I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your power and the power of darkness. In Ephesians 5 verse 8, explaining, he said, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. So you are a child of light. Deliverance comes by God's word and not by laying on of hands only. As you search true scripture, may you have encounter this month. Quickly, how to tap into the wonders of the world. Number one, you must be born again. For instance, healing is a children's bread. Like we said in the first service, that the word of God is available to all but not accessible by all. Only sheep can hear his voice. You need to have a relationship with God to hear from him. The Bible will be a literature if all you know is just being called a Christian and not being born again. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12, and John chapter 10 4 to 5, he said, and a stranger will they not follow. They said, but we flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Number three, you must possess a mixed spirit, meekness. When you are too pompous, you will decompose. When you are too pompous, you will decompose. The Bible says God resists proud. He resists the proud. And I said that the greatest adventure in life, as per Johnny, was that of leaving Egypt to the promised land. 3 million people left at once. There was no public address system. That can only be called the supernatural. Do you know what it means to speak for 1,000 people to hear? If we're off this mic now and I speak here, some fellows will start doing their head like this from there. We can't hear it. But here, these 3 million people were led. Durban, I don't think Durban is 3 million. Maybe KZN, but Durban is not 3 million. Who and what must have prompted people to move when they ought to move, sir? Meekness is something that has to do with the spirit than the physical. Meekness is not your physical posture. It's a spiritual position. A man might look meek physically, but inside is arrogant. So it is not how you look, it is what you carry inside. In Psalm 25 verse 9, he said, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. May you not miss his ways anymore. And we saw how God used Moses to lead the people out of Egypt. In Numbers chapter 12 verse 3 said, now the man Moses was very meek. He said, above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. So God select meek people to lead. How do I tap into this wonder? Number three, be committed to walking in the light of God's word. It's not enough to know. You need to continue to live according to the word. Until you make the word of God your guide, you will lose plenty of blessings. Be guided by his word. Be led by his word. John chapter 12 verse 35 says, and Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have light, lest darkness come upon you. Darkness will not come upon you, Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. He said in him was the life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. Darkness couldn't take it. As you walk according to the light of God's word, darkness will never be your portion anymore. Remember that today is our special miracle service. And remember that there's something on the ground that God is turning into a testimony. If you believe so, shout a loud amen. Just a quick exhortation. Take note of the following, that miracles are no accidents. They are the confirmation of the word we receive and believe. He said, as many that receive him, he gave power to become the sons of God, as many that believe in his name. Take note also that miracles are no accident. They are deliberate act of God in response to desperate faith of men. That is, somebody must react for God to act.
And
we have two examples. The woman with the issue of blood, she reacted one day and said, no, this issue of blood must come to an end. Don't forget, she had been carrying this issue for 12 years. But one day she reacted. Today, as you react in the realm of the spirit, your own miracle will get to you in the name of Jesus. Never you get customized to sickness. Told John, verse 2, the Bible made mention clearly. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. We saw blind Bartimaeus that also reacted. Oh, thou son of David, have mercy. People reacted. Hey, stop making noise. He shouted them all. Oh, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And that day his eye opened. Could it be that you are too gentle? That is why you have not been settled? You will be given opportunity to pray today. May you also react and get a miracle. We said that miracles are no accident. They are God's response to the obedience of his people. When you obey the ridiculous, you see the miraculous. Two blind men following Jesus, asking for healing, and then he gave instruction. He put clay in their, anointed them with clay, and their eyes were opened as he went to wash as instructed. In John chapter 21, 5 to 6, we saw also how he said, cast thy net into the deep. They cast net and they caught multitude of fishes. Today is your turn. Whatever you ask for, I see God giving to you expressly. Our God specializes in special miracles. So, expect one this morning. He specializes in special miracle to do special things in your life. Acts chapter 19 verse 11 says, and God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Any miracle that needs human effort is not special. Special miracles can only be accrued to the Almighty. I pray for you today. May you see the mightiness of God in the name of Jesus. Therefore, expect the desires of your heart this morning. Rise to your feet as you lift up your voice, pick up that slip, and begin to pray concerning it. Let the Lord know what you want right now. Pick up the slip and begin to command that miracle. Oh Lord, change my status maritally. Lord, change my status business wise. Lord, I don't want to crawl anymore. Enough is enough of losses. Lord, give me a miracle job. Come on, pray. Come on, pray, somebody. Ask for your divine health, divine healing. Lord, heal me of HIV. Pray, 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 pray. Lord, heal me of this diabetes. Heal me of anemia. Heal me of migraine. Pray earnestly right now. Pray earnestly right now. You know the challenge you are passing through. Pray to the Lord. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you ask or think. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name we have prayed. You need healing right now. Place your right hand on that place that you want healing. That place that is paining you, place your right hand there. If you are not sure of the place, place your hand on your forehead. As I decree right now, God will make it come to pass. Remember, according to scripture, I say it confirms the word of a servant and performs the counsel of his messenger. I decree supernatural healing upon you now in the name of Jesus. The mighty hand of God that does special miracles. I decree that God visits you right now in the name of Jesus. Christ that brought Lazarus back to life after 4 days of being dead. Whatever they have called dead around your body jacks back to life in the name of Jesus. I decree that that satanic affliction disappear now in the name of Jesus. God that remembered Sarah and gave her Isaac a promise. I decree the same God visit you today. He turned the frustration of Peter into celebration. I decree that that same God visit you today. I decree that no more tears for you in the name of Jesus. I decree wholeness, spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. Whatever the man has termed impossible, God will make it possible for you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now we are going to be celebrating God, but before we do that, you know you are not born again. To get that blessing and sealed upon your life, you need to receive Jesus. You want to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Place your right hand on your chest right now. I want to lead you in this prayer that will make that blessing permanent over your life. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I reject the devil today. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus, I know you died for me, that I might be free. Today, I declare and confess you that you are my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. You pray that prayer with me. Just raise your right hand. I want to pray for you from here. Lift it up. I decree the hand of God rests upon you. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I decree the grace of God rests upon you. You will not see shame all the days of your life. The grace to walk with Jesus to the end is released right now. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Now, as you dance right now, celebrating God for what he has released upon your life, expect wholeness and perfection. And if God has done anything, you can feel it right now that God has taken something out of your life. You'll dance out to the front as you testify before the people. The choir will be leading us in praise and we'll celebrate God. Let's go. High praise. Aki nako ogwane Giso. Celebrate Jesus in praise, everybody. Aki nako. Thank you,
Our services hold on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. for English and Zulu interpreted services, and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. God bless you.